Interior lineman at 3-point stance. First and 10 Bronx from the Volt 40. Askins throws right, lobs one. And it's a basket catch interception by Kate Ayers at the 23-yard line. Beautiful coverage by Ayers on the press coverage on the far side. And he waited on it, made a basket catch in front of the Sheridan bench. And maybe, Johnny, just maybe, that's the momentum Thunder Basin needs.
Bulls had to try and come from behind against Sheridan. Did they get it done? I'm Chris Brento with your Basin Radio Sports Update. The Thunder Basin Bolt comeback effort Friday night against Sheridan fell short by a count of 28-20. Kate Ayers' interception gave Thunder Basin a vestige of hope late, but in the end, the number two Sheridan Bronx hung on. Sheridan's rushing attack led the way, and Thunder Basin's usually potent offense couldn't find a rhythm.
Now McComb comes in motion on the left tip. Zone read. Kuhn keeps himself off a right tackle. Bounces outside between the hash marks and numbers 10. Runs slanting right and angling into the end zone in front of the front right pylon for a Sheridan touchdown. Colson Kuhn gets his third rushing score of this game, his 12th of the year. And Sheridan extends the lead to two possessions with 8:05 left in the third quarter. It's the Bronx 27. It's the Bolts 17.
In round one of the playoffs Friday night, Thunder Basin will play Natrona and Casper in a do-or-die contest. Game time Friday night from Dick Cheney Alumni Stadium is yet to be determined. When we know, we'll let you know. Now, I do know the game will be heard on News Radio 107.5 FM and online at basinsradio.com on the KIML stream.